USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in the battleground state of North Carolina, the president talking health care.
The last administration severely restricted consumer choice through the greatest health care lie ever told. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. You remember that? 28 times that was stated by our president, but it turned out not to be true.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says there will be a peaceful and smooth transition of power after November's election.
There will be a smooth transition, and I believe President Trump will have a very good inaugural, and we will reunite this nation instead of radicalizing this nation.
The California Republican speaking during his weekly press conference. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gained 52 points. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Understood. During COVID-19, families have been spending a lot of time together. Many parents are seeing changes in their child's behavior that may be signs of something more. In the U.S., nearly 15 million people have learning and thinking differences, like dyslexia and ADHD, and the symptoms aren't always clear. That's why Understood created Take Note, a new initiative to help families find the support they need. Bob Cunningham, Understood's learning development expert, says,
our simple memory device, Take Note, can help families notice changes, observe patterns, talk to family, and engage trusted resources like pediatricians. We partnered with the American Academy of Pediatrics to help families spot the signs of learning and thinking differences and to get help.
Amanda Morin, Understood's expert in family advocacy and education, says,
as a mother to kids who learn differently, I know it's so important to spot the signs, to listen to our instincts, and take control with resources like Take Note.
Visit u.org/take note.
Johnson & Johnson has a coronavirus vaccine candidate in the final stage of clinical trials. That's now the fourth company that's working on a coronavirus vaccine. Some people are claiming that there's a rush to create a vaccine, which means it won't be safe. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells NBC's Today Show he'll be in line as soon as he can for that vaccine.
I will be first in line as soon as I fit into one of the categories where it's recommended for me. I will be first in line to get a vaccine, and I'll ask my family members to do the same from an FDA gold standard authorized or approved vaccine. Absolutely.
Another 870,000 workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week on a seasonally adjusted basis. That was up slightly from the previous week. The government also said that 12.6 million people are continuing to receive traditional jobless benefits, down nearly 167,000 from the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul is referring the Senate Homeland Security and Finance Committee's report on its investigation into Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings to the Department of Justice for a criminal investigation that's justified. The 87-page interim report released on Wednesday reveals documents of Biden's role on a board with a Ukrainian national gas firm. When asked if Biden did anything illegal, Paul says,
well, I don't know. I think riding on Air Force Two and doing business is illegal. I think that is against the law and probably a felony. I think it's illegal to take money from a Russian politician's wife, $3.5 million. Was it reported accurately? I think the only way to determine the actual legality of this is to have it referred to the Department of Justice. So I'm going to send the report over. I don't know if the whole committee will vote for it, but I'm sending the report to the Department of Justice, and we're asking for a criminal referral. We want to see that if there's a criminal investigation that's justified, here's this evidence, look at it.
The FBI stopped the plans of a South Carolina man to conduct a terrorist attack on American soil on behalf of ISIS. In a federal affidavit, details show Christopher Sean Matthews conspired with ISIS members and supporters for months, planning how to carry out terror attacks. The men exchanged information about guns, guides on homemade bomb making, as well as how many men would be needed to set traps and place bombs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.